Vanya.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
Vanya's having a little snack right now, so I...
Sorry.
I interrupted her snacking.
I know.
That's okay.
I'm eating a Reese's peanut butter cup. They're so good.
Do you know that I, for some reason in my mind, I had decided that I don't really like Oreo cookies, and then I can't eat them also because of, you know, the gluten. So I'm like, yeah, I don't care because I don't even like them. But now they have gluten-free Oreo cookies, and my friend Jesse bought a pack of them, and now I have them in my kitchen and I can't stop eating them because they're the best thing ever in the world.
They're so delicious. I mean, yeah, I haven't had an Oreo. I've had the Oreo ice cream because that's like my go-to if I go out and have ice cream, but I have not had an actual Oreo in like more than 5 years. I have no idea.
Yeah, they're really good. That was a weird topic to start us off on, but but we were talking about snacks.
Yeah, I was like, I'm about to get healthy because, you know, it's been very stressful. As if you're listening, you know, to us generally, you know that I moved this week, and so we legitimately just got all of our crap in 2 days ago, and it's just like boxes everywhere, but I can't stop eating treats. Like, that's sort of, it's not the greatest thing. I know that when you're stressed, you should be like working out more and eating healthy and getting enough rest. But those are all the things that I just throw out the window, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm looking at Vanya in her new room. It's very exciting.
I'm so excited, you guys. It's crazy. It has not sunk in.
Are you guys completely out of the other space, or are you still kind of moving a bit?
We have everything out except for the crib, which I need to find a place to donate that to, because Calvin, my son, is in a big boy bed. He's a big boy now. Well,
wow.
We'll see. We have a twin on the floor. He's a wild little thing. But so yeah, and then we have to still go clean and do that whole thing because I'm getting my deposit back. I am one of those people who I will like clean the crap out of something to get my freaking deposit back.
I know. I've been in my current apartment for so long, and I've painted all of it that I just think like I can't ever move because I would want my deposit back. It's a really, it's a big deposit. So I have to like go through and like paint everything, which feels insane.
Yeah. We always usually paint all of our apartments, which again, you guys, if you're listening, I've been in a lot of apartments and we usually paint, and then we usually will paint it white again when we leave. But the last place we said, we're just exhausted. We're like, I just can't paint. So we didn't paint, which I'm very grateful for. I mean, I loved our last place.
Yeah.
But you know, the circumstances, everything happened. So we were kind of forced to move, but it's a positive thing because we got to be in a house now. And I'm looking out in the backyard and there's a swing set, which is like, I didn't know that this was my dream, but it was a dream to have a swing set for the kids. And it's just so great. Okay, you guys, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I'd wondered about that when you showed pictures. I was like, is the swing set going to come with the yard?
It did. Yeah, it did. So that was very lucky. Oh, do I start with my what I'm not digging? No, we have to start with our digging, right?
Yeah, we do. Oh, but other story, this might sound weird because I know we've been in this situation for a while, but I just yesterday got my first COVID test.
Oh.
I had never gone in to get one before. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I had my first nasal swab.
We didn't do the nasal one, but we've gone a couple times. It's really fast. And you know, you get all the kit, everybody, you get a time slot, you get your number, and everybody in the car swabs. I mean, you're supposed to like cough a lot, like really cough. Like I did it so much, I thought I like ripped my throat apart because I really like to follow the rules. I'm very nervous about breaking the rules, you know, or doing it wrong. So yeah, we've done it a couple times and it's been negative both times. How about you? Wait, do you find out your results, or were you feeling sick, or why did you do it?
It's funny because I really went in mostly to get, there's a new clinic that literally opened right next door to my building.
Oh.
It's in that space that was like a rent-a-center for a while. I don't know if you remember what that was. So I went there really just for information because I'm seeing a very, very, very small group of people tonight. Like literally just four of us are going to get together and we're still going to like be cautious and, you know, try to stay distant and all of that. But we were kind of like, let's just all get a test first, just, you know, to be even more cautious.
Sure.
So I really went in for information and I was like, so if I come in tomorrow for a rapid test, and they were like, or you could just do it literally right now.
Oh,
and
perfect.
It was nothing. Like I filled out a little bit of information and they took me back and I did. So it was two different tests. They did a rapid test that did in fact come back negative. It only took like 15 minutes.
Oh, cool.
And then there's another test that I'll get the results for like tomorrow that will be like the 100% accurate one. But did you guys watch the Super Bowl?
No, we moved during that time.
Oh, wow.
We did record it. So I really wanted to watch the halftime show and I wanted to see Amanda Gorman. That's really all I care about because I sorry to the fans out there for football, but I don't care. I don't care about football. But yeah, so we didn't, we were moving our stuff from one location to the other during the time.
Gotcha.
How about you? Did you watch it?
I did watch it. I did because it is Annabelle's favorite day of the year. It's like her.
That's right.
Yeah. Super Bowl to Annabelle is like Academy Awards to me, that it's like, yes. I don't like better than my birthday, better than Christmas. That's the day that I care about. So
yeah,
went to her place and watched it. It was fine. I don't care about football either, but she is super into, well, she's like a Patriots fan because she's from Cape Cod.
That's right.
So for those that don't know or don't whatever, but like Tom Brady, who was the quarterback for the Patriots, now is in Tampa Bay and like brought another player with him whose name I kind of know is like Gronkowski or something like that. I'm probably saying it wrong. So sexy. So she was excited because they won. But, you know, once again, football, I'm always like, I don't ever really know what's happening.
Did you enjoy the halftime show?
I don't have super strong feelings about the weekend. It was fine. I mean, that feels like a shitty thing to say because it was probably a good show if you are more into his music.
Mm.
I imagine it was quite a difficult feat putting together a big Super Bowl halftime show in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that they probably had to sort of make some sacrifices, but it was fine. It was good. The weirdest thing about it was that literally every, well, I thought about you because you are familiar with the world of advertising.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in fact, was it two Super Bowls ago that I was in LA and we went to a friend of yours because they were all like in the ad world?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So it was weird watching because when I say literally every, I mean like literally every, like 99% of ads this year were celebrities. And I know there's always a lot of celebrities, but like every ad was a celebrity this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, they take up work when times are difficult.
Well, and I was wondering, it's because they're all out of work.
Yeah.
So they all were like, sure, we'll do anything.
Well, think about it. Yeah. And even think about it. This is something that's been on my mind is like, you know, podcasts. Every celebrity is doing a podcast now, which, great, do your podcast, but don't take my viewers out. I'm just kidding. My listeners. I joke. But yes, no, that's definitely a thing. They always aim to get celebrities because it's such a high profile ad space. But yeah, I didn't watch the commercials, which I do love. And that was fun. It's fun watching with other advertising people because everyone's like, during the commercials, everyone's like, shut up, listen. You know, it's like more. Well, I mean, those guys like the football too, but more so it's like, shh, listen to this commercial. Or if you worked on a commercial, like the year you came, I believe I worked on the Toyota Chuck Norris commercial, which was really cool. Like, it was funny, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was proud to have worked on it.
Yeah, I definitely thought about that. I thought about the ads I look at in a different context than I used to.
Yeah.
Anything else going on this week? It's been kind of a quiet week.
Yeah, I mean, just for me, there's like the hell that is moving. And then just like kind of like getting my bearings and trying to be present instead of thinking about like getting overwhelmed with all the things that need to be done. But that's basically what's happened to me since I last spoke to you.
Gotcha. And like just getting used to a new neighborhood and a new.
Yeah. Oh my God.
A new area.
Actually, that is my digging. Do you want to hear my digging?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you digging?
Okay. So what I'm digging this week is, so this is, we're in suburbia now. Pretty much. We came out of the city so we could afford like a house and then also just all the things that go with that, like huge grocery stores. Guys, I don't know if you live in the city, or I've always lived in cities. And so I always go to these tiny grocery stores where you're just like trying to get around people, and add COVID, it's terrifying. You know, it's like, please stand 6 feet. It's just, you know, I'm like, they put the arrows on the floor for a reason, you idiots.
Yeah.
But here in suburbia, it's like grand, gorgeous, big, huge spaces. So that's what I've been digging. It's not deep, but that is it. And there's parks where there's not a lot of people, so I could take the kids. It's just been really nice. I'm digging it.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
I know, it is that funny thing when I first moved to New York that I was like, what is up with the grocery stores? Like everything is so small, and like you literally can't like pass someone in an aisle and everything. Yeah, it's a very strange experience grocery shopping in New York City. It's very, very different than like anywhere else. Yeah. Though, of course, you know, LA has kind of that same thing too. But yeah, New York is very specific.
Yeah, there are bigger ones, but it's like New York is very specific because they always have like, in my opinion, they always, even the nice ones, like there's a Borum Hill Whole Foods two story, but when you get down to the basement story, it's like, it smells like old New York. Like, I don't know. There's always like a dank smell, in my opinion, in some grocery stores.
And the lighting is always kind of weird too. Like, yeah. it's just a very, very different grocery shopping in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, you still get your stuff, you know, no disrespect, right. But it's when you go into a place where it's just like so vast, you're like, oh, I could do cartwheels down this aisle. And the floor is bare. It's pretty clean, actually, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel that. That's exciting. Yeah, mine is, I didn't have like a thing in particular that I was digging this week. So let's see if I can get to, let's see if I can somewhat gracefully get to the point that I want to talk about. So I watched the new, everyone's talking about it. I watched the new Britney documentary that's on Hulu through, I think it's the New York Times.
Okay, I have not watched yet. I really want to though.
I watched it. It's not super long. It's like an hour and 10 minutes or something like that. So it's not like a huge commitment. It was a very surreal experience to watch all of these events, 95% of which I was aware of. You know, like I was an adult when Britney became a star.
Yeah.
Like I remember hearing her first single when I lived in Atlanta. And I've never been like, not in a disrespectful way, but I've never been like a particular like Britney Spears fan. Like I enjoy some of her songs and
yeah.
I think that she's talented and it was never like my thing. So I never had super strong opinions about any of it, but it's sort of... Shocking feels like a buzzword. So maybe just more like almost jarring to go back and watch all of these things that I was kind of aware of when they were happening and put them in the context of A, that she is and was so young.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know who was looking out for her, but it feels like no one was looking out for her. Like it feels like she was this girl who was put herself in very intense situations and didn't really have the support that she needed. And I'm not being very elegant right now, but I guess the thing that I was digging even more than the documentary in general, and I do suggest watching it. I do think that it's pretty eye-opening to watch it. So in what's going to sound very unrelated, I also just went and watched, this came out like I think last summer, or maybe I know it came out in the fall. It was a Showtime 2-part miniseries called The Comey Rule. And it was kind of about the whole Comey Trump situation and sort of like a peek behind the scenes. And I still think that guy's, I don't think he's like evil, but I don't want to be his friend. But it was an interesting look at things that we knew. Like I was aware of almost everything that they covered in the miniseries, but to see it put together and see it put in a particular context, I guess this is my weird roundabout way of saying that kind of what I'm digging is awareness. I feel like we are, as a society, we have one half.
Mm.
And granted, they would probably say the same in reverse, but we have this sect of society who like thinks the election was stolen, and that's just the sanest part of the crazy. Like, because then you get into all the QAnon and all of the insane theories, and then you have the the other side where we're becoming so much more aware of like the reality of things and like
batshit nuts,
how we need to be looking out for each other and how we need to be aware of what politicians are doing, and that crazy rift in the middle of one person's reality versus another. So I'm not doing a great job of saying that what I'm digging is becoming just like more of the truth being more readily available and of us being more like aware of even our own actions.
Right.
Like I was never a person that like posted mean things about Britney Spears. And I'm not saying if you did that you're like a bad person, but I think that if we can like just be more aware of, I'm doing a really, really bad job of this.
Well, the effects of our actions.
Right. And just being aware of what we're putting out in the world and being aware of the reality of any given situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been easier just to say a TV show.
No, I like this.
That's just sort
great.
Of where my, it's just sort of where my head was at.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by her. I really don't know what happened, and I follow her. I hope it didn't come off me, but I'm like, Mike, you got to watch her Instagram because she's cuckoo bananas. She does dances and does all sorts of things, and you watch them and you're like, is she on something? Did she get a lobotomy or at some point? Like some, and I'm not saying that to be funny. I really am saying it's like, there's something not fully there when I watch the Instagram.
Right.
So I don't know. I'll watch that tonight. Thank you for that recommendation.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
It was quite the experience. So what is it that you're not digging?
Well, this is fun. So this is basically my week, but I wanted to hold it for the not digging. So home ownership. Okay. Yay. So excited. We've, you know, put all of our money that we've saved and, you know, we have none left. It's fine. That's what you do. That's what you do when you buy a house. Great.
Right.
The day before we were moving all the boxes. And so I was packing and my husband was taking a load over to the new house. He gets there and the yard is flooded. Flooded. The backyard is fully flooded and it's coming out onto the street. And he texts me or he calls me, FaceTimes, and I see it. I'm like, my heart is pounding. I'm like, I just know that water is very expensive in Los Angeles area. And like, not only having a huge bill, it could also be damaging, like, I don't know, structural stuff. So he turned off the sprinkler system and left because he had to come back and get us. We only have one car. And when we got back, it was not flooded anymore. It had like gone into the ground, but it has been so stressful. And so we still haven't gotten it fixed and we don't know. It's the muddy back there. And so when the kids play, I'm like, take your rain boots. And it's bizarre, but we're having somebody, a gardener person, come over. And here's the other thing. Not that we're not handy people, but we've never had a yard in our life, you know, like that you have to maintain and take care of. That's not true. When I was a kid and with my parents, but my dad always took care of everything. And my dad is really like construction-y, handy kind of person. So both he and I were like looking at each other. We called my dad. I'm like, Dad, what do we do? You know? And he's like, he gave us all these things. He's like, if it's flooded, you take a shovel and dig a little and then you, when the water comes in, you see which way it's flowing. So if it's flowing from the house, that's probably not great. Anyways, it was such a nightmare, but it's going to be fine. I'm not as stressed as I was when it happened, but it happened on this Saturday. So we still don't know what's wrong. And I'm like, did we buy a lemon? Did we buy a money pit? I really hope not. Because the inspection, when we had the inspection, everything was good, pretty much with flying colors. So, I mean, there were a few things that needed to be done, but anyways, do you know anything about flooding in yards? I mean, you might. I don't know.
You know, I don't. But you know what's the way in which I can kind of relate is I'll always think of one of the trips that my parents took to New York, that they were here and they got a call from a neighbor that their yard was flooded.
Oh, no.
And we had a basement.
Oh, no.
I mean, they had a basement in that house. So like not only had the yard flooded, but the basement had flooded, like 2 feet of water had flooded the basement, like the entire basement. Yeah, it was very, very stressful.
Did they leave a hose on? Or was it just like a cracked pipe?
They had just gotten an underground sprinkler system and one of the pipes had burst in the underground sprinkler system.
God.
So it had flooded the yard and flooded the house. And like in the end, I mean, after a long time, they were able to get everything. We ended up with a really, really nice basement because they got everything like remodeled and like redesigned. But it definitely was,
that's the thing. Where I'm used to, if something happened, I would just call the landlord and be like, excuse me, there's flooding, and now I can't do that. So I feel a little foolish because I'm texting our real estate agent. I'm like, do I call a plumber? Do I call a girl? I don't know, you know. So living and learning, taking it one step at a time. But that was like a very, very intense entry into home ownership. So I know that worse things happen, but like that was like, I was like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, especially for it to
happen. We're fine. It's going to be okay. Right. But
for it to happen like as you're moving, where you're like, moving is already stressful enough. And then you have this one more thing on top of it.
I know. I was really good. Like I didn't blow up once during our move. Because, you know, you get and the kids are nuts and you're just like, guys, I didn't freak out once, which I am proud of myself for doing. Like I didn't yell at all. But when that happened, I had the thing because I have, you know, I have anxiety and whenever I get really anxious, it's almost like I deny it in my head, but then my body, my heart starts to like get weird and like pound and I can't control my heart rate. That started to happen. I'm like, no, Vanya, you have got it together. You work so hard to be chill through this whole thing. I'm like, every time I got stressed out, I was like, choose love and not fear. She's love and not fear. Yeah. What are you not digging? How's your flooded situation happening?
Yeah, it's kind of... the funny thing is we still haven't heard anything, so I still don't even know if it's been fully repaired. And so, like, just the bathroom ceiling looks a little bit bad. I feel bad because my roommate's ceiling, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's almost as though they've put, like, a coating of something on the ceiling. So that coating was, like, falling off.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went up, yeah, so, like, I went to, like, try to repair it. Like, I bought some stuff that I thought would, like, fix it, and it just wasn't working. Like, the more that I tried to repair it, the more that, like, things were, like, falling apart and kind of, like, crumbling. So basically, in the end, I just went up with, like, a knife and, like, cut out a big chunk. And it's, he still has, like, a ceiling. Like, there's still, like, wood there. It just doesn't look as pretty. Yeah. So we'll need to eventually get that fixed, but we're just also in that space of just not really wanting workers to come into the apartment right now. So
right.
Kind of like, as long as we can avoid it, we're probably just going to avoid it and then get it taken care of later. It's, you know, it is what it is. There are worse things.
Yeah.
So you guys, you have water in your house still, right? You just don't have like a sprinkler system working.
Yeah. Well, we turned it off. So yeah, the water in the house is working fine. So we do think it's a sprinkler system instead of, like, I don't know. I really honestly have no knowledge of it. I don't even know how to articulate it. But there's no flooding. That's all I do know.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a world.
I know.
Well, you know, my not digging is also a little bit, it's almost like twofold, and it feels like they are going against each other. But the one I want to emphasize the most is that if you are in a category where you're allowed to get a vaccine, you need to get the vaccine, and people need to not be mean to you about it.
Yeah, why?
Like, I have a couple of server friends who have, like, started the process and then have, like, gotten shit of, like, there are old people that still haven't gotten it. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not stopping them from doing it. I just feel like this might harken back to, like, let everyone just, like, take a breath.
Yeah.
Like, I know that we're all stressed. I know that we're all on edge. But, like, take a breath. Let's try to, like, not be terrible to each other. It's just sort of like an ongoing situation in our society where we kind of want to, like, point fingers and judge and be mean. And let's maybe just, like, relax with that a little bit. Like, let's give ourselves a break and let's give each other a break.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So let's just get through this.
Yeah, 100%.
So our topic this week is one that I've been thinking of for a while,
uh-huh.
But I knew that it was also a thing that I needed to talk to you about ahead of time because it was way more complicated than just like, what's your favorite color? So I was thinking a lot about, because we both love movies and we both watch a lot of movies.
Me too.
And I don't have like super specific memories of a lot of things when I was really, really young. Like, I'm not one of those people that, like, I feel like you have memories of when you were like 3 or something like that.
Random.
Yeah. So I was thinking about the movies that you, like, the first movies that you remember watching, and whether it's, and it can be 1, it can be 8, it can be whatever format, just like movies that you think of when you think of your childhood and like literally like childhood.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So I thought about this a lot because I wanted to know, I couldn't remember the first movie I saw in a movie theater. So that was something I was like texting my mom. I'm like, Mom, do you remember? She's like, I'm not sure, but I think it was the Care Bear movie or an American Tale, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
But so I remember seeing those, but I didn't remember, no, I guess I didn't have cognizance of that was my first time in the movie theater. But I think the first movie I saw at home, or that I remember, and like, we had the VHS, so we watched it over and over and over and over again, was The Secret of Nim. Did you ever see that?
That is one of the ones that I'm going to talk about.
Oh my God.
That is definitely on my list as well.
I'll let you talk about it. But it was, my brother and I knew the entire, we could recite the entire movie. So when we, because he's about a year and a half younger than me, almost 2 years younger than me. And so we would always drive up to my grandma in Spokane, and it was about a 2.5 drive from the Tri-Cities to Spokane. And so he and I would recite the whole movie, and by the time we were finished, we saw the trees, which means we'd be at grandma's very soon, which is so funny. But I wanted to mention, I have this wonderful memory of going to the movies with my mom and a bunch of kids. Okay, so maybe this is a little off topic for your question, but it was such a great, fun, vivid memory that I have wanted to share it. So in where we grew up, it gets very, very hot in the summer. Like, there are days where there's a week, usually 1 week, where it's in the 100 and almost 10, you know, and
yeah,
it's very warm. So what my mom and one of her best friends would do is they would take us all to the movies because it's really good AC in there. And You know, it's something to do and it's like you feel relief going into the movies and it's fun. And so we would always go to the Metro, I think it was called Metro 4. It was 2-for-1 movies. And my mom, you know what? My parents are very thrifty people. She would pop like a ton of popcorn and put a bunch of bags, like a Ziploc bags, except for back then they weren't, they didn't Ziploc. They just like folded over into this diaper, like diaper bag of popcorn. And then she would have, you know, candy or certain thing. Who knows? It was probably carob chips because she was healthy back then. And we'd all have our like drinks and things like that. But we never got to have any popcorn. I didn't buy anything at a movie theater until I was like in high school when I went with my friends, because for some reason, my parents just were like, nope, you're wasting money if you do that. Why would we do that when we have all this good stuff at home? But I just have this like wonderful memory of like my mom sitting in the middle and like three kids being on the left side of her and four kids being on the right. And then like the other mom on the other side. And it was just so much fun, such joy. And I think for like $2, we each got to see two movies. And that was just a joyful thing for me. And I love movies too. I love it all. I really do. And I love old Disney and I like love new Disney. I won't go off on it, but Moana's my favorite Disney movie. You should see it if you haven't. That's my answer.
I saw Moana at your first LA residence.
Yeah, I'm sure, because I probably made you. I was like, this is amazing. Like when she's when she's like walking through the parted sea and she's like, I have traveled the ocean to find you. I can't get over it. It makes me cry every time. I love it.
I love that too. That's so funny that you bring up the Metro 4. That when I worked at movie theater, yeah, Metro 4 was like the cheap theater. It was back in the day. I don't think these even exist anymore. It was like when movies had been out for like 6 months, they would go to the cheap theater and you could, yeah.
Exactly.
I remember seeing...
Telling you, my parents were thrifty. They were thrifty people.
Yeah. I remember seeing the first time that I saw the first Home Alone movie was at the Metro 4, like in August. And that was a movie that had come out at Christmas time. Like that's how it used to work. Yeah.
Totally.
It's so funny because I loved The Secret of NIMH.
Yes, me too.
And I own it. Like I own the DVD of it, but I haven't watched it in forever. I should totally like break that out and watch it again. Because yes. I can definitely still quote like large parts of dialogue and loving. And was Justin the hero? Like I feel like I Justin. Have that. Yeah.
Yep. Mrs. Brisby.
Yeah, and like the leader of the rats. Yeah. With like Dom DeLuise, I think, plays the and he's like, I always wanted a sparkly of my very own.
The crow.
Yeah. Ooh, a sparkly.
Oh, I loved
it. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, I have very early memory loving that. I remember also another movie that I actually couldn't tell you anything about, but Bedknobs and Broomsticks, is that what it's called?
Oh yeah,
like remember watching
with
Angela Lansbury,
Jessica Fletcher
stars
Murder
as
Streamer. No, she Angela Lansbury, she's so good. It's that is a fun movie. We watched that recently with the kids because we have Disney Plus.
Oh,
and I enjoyed it a lot. It gets a little dark in the end because the soldiers come with like they come. Spoiler alert! Sorry if you haven't seen Bedknobs and Broomsticks in a while, but they like come to life with no bodies in them, and the kids were like, "Zombie, what is that?" But otherwise, it was really good.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out again. I do think it's also funny because I'm not saying this is a good or a bad thing, but I think about how we get so nervous about like what kids watch. But like when we were little kids, like Bambi's mom dies. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like every Disney movie is based on a parent dying. And we all watched those when we were so young.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah. I think about those. I think about like the musicals that I watched when I was really young. Like I've talked about like, oh, I loved the West Side Story musical when I was really, really little.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I also remember like loving the movie version of Fiddler on the Roof when I was a little kid. And that's like three and a half hours long. Like what a weird thing for a 6-year-old to love watching. Yeah. And I think it's also funny because we were kids at the dawning of the VCR era. Like that was right when videotapes are first coming out, which of course now they're not even a thing anymore, but yeah, so like watching I remember like renting Mr. Mom like 5,000 times. We watched that over and over again.
Oh yeah.
But the randomly the first movie that I can remember seeing in the movie theater is a movie that came out in 1984 So I would have been like 7. Mm. And it's a movie called The River Rat.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, you've heard of that movie? That's amazing that you've even heard of it.
I feel like we definitely rented that one yet later.
Yeah.
The River Rat.
Yeah, I remember seeing it in the theater. It's Tommy Lee Jones and Martha Plimpton play like a father-daughter.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I couldn't, because I just watched it again in preparation for this. It's on Amazon. You can rent it for super cheap. I think I just bought it because it's like $6 to buy it on Amazon. And I was like, sure, I'll, you know, buy a random movie. And like, I watched it again, and it's not like a great film. And actually, it's a lot of it's pretty dark. Like, I'm kind of amazed that I saw it when I was that young, because I definitely saw it in the theater, so I was that age. But it's one that has always kind of stuck out to me, I think, too, because it's about a father and a daughter, and the daughter's kind of like a tomboy. And I, like, obviously when I was 7, I didn't think, like, there's something weird about me. But like, I also wasn't like other boys, really. So, and I saw it with my dad. My dad and I specifically went to the theater and saw this movie in the theater. So it's always just kind of like stuck with me. And it was interesting watching it again and being like, wow, I remember all of this, but a lot of it is very like, oh, right, like this is what happens next. Mm. And there are definitely like moments where I'm like, I can't believe my dad took me to see this movie, because there's definitely moments that I'm like, this is probably not young Mormon boy appropriate.
Right.
But yeah, there you go. That was the first movie that I can think of in the theater was The River Rat.
Yeah.
Super random.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's, you know, the stories do affect us. You know, affect us regardless if it's like a movie with live action or cartoon, even as, obviously, but even as young kids. And I think even back then, watching movies and stories, that's where my like sort of love for, you know, wanting to tell people stories, because I wanted to make people feel how I felt when I watched these things. You know, I was an actor for many years, and I would say I'm on standby. Guess what, guys? A random fact, there's a movie out that I was in called Payback, and I have a very short scene that got cut because that's what happens. But I worked, that's the last movie I worked on, and that was in the summer of 2018. And it just came out because life, I guess. Anyways, I just love story. And so it makes me feel good. That's partly why we talk about movies so much, because it's just fun to devour other things that either make you, you know, escape, or like with the Britney documentary, it's like it makes you think about our own wrongdoings. It makes, you know, I really love that.
Yeah, me too. I do love storytelling.
It's a good topic.
So mine involves my phone, which is also how I communicate with you. So I don't think that I'm going to lose contact with you, but I have to use my phone to do this.
Okay.
So this is something that was just...
Okay.
someone sent me like a Twitter, like a TikTok video about this. My friend Katie sent this. We'll give shout out to Katie for sharing the knowledge.
I love it.
So...
Katie!
I think this only works in Safari. I tried it in Google and it didn't work there. So I'm going to guide through this. And if you don't have access to your phone, you have to try it later.
Okay.
So if you go into Safari and look anything up, like you're just like, Safari, I want to look up a Brussels sprouts recipe or whatever. So you put in Brussels sprout recipe. I do make them pretty often. And then you go to said website and wait for it to pop up. It's taking a little while because I'm talking to you. All right. And then once that thing pops up, in the past, what I would do is take a screen grab of this, and then I would scroll down a little bit and take another screen grab and continue to do that till I have the entire recipe. But if you do a screen grab, so this is only for iPhone users. I don't know how to do this on anything else. But if you have an iPhone, this is how this works. So you do a little screen grab. So you do your home and the side button at once.
Uh-huh.
So then before it goes away, you tap on that and bring it back. And at the top, it's going to automatically have a thing that says screen, and you're going to have full page. If you click on full page, it actually copies the entire link. And on the far right side, you can highlight more or highlight less.
Oh.
So this only, you have to like do it along in order to like see what it really is.
Okay. Well, when I listen to our episode, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Because that sounds awesome.
But then when you hit done, you can do save PDF to files, and then it's going to go into the files on your phone.
Oh.
You can save it, and then the entire screen is there. So then you can go into your files on your phone, which I have under in a folder called Extras.
Okay.
And then it's there. You can click on it and you have like literally the entire recipe all saved to your phone.
Oh.
So you don't have to like find that website again. And it's all the whole thing right there. So there you go. There's my little phone hack that was pointed out to me.
That's really cool.
That you can follow along.
You know what I do sometimes as well? Because I have like, there's a fluffy pancake recipe that I keep searching for. You know, I've done it so many times. I'm like, I need to like lock this down so I can just find it. And I put, when you go to share the website, you can put it on your notes.
Oh.
So I have a, it's in my notes. So, you know, I can look it up that way.
Oh, that's good to know as well.
But it's not like a screenshot. It's the actual link to the website.
Gotcha.
Because that's the thing I do a lot. And then I put it in a folder called recipes. You know, when you make something and you're like, dang, that was so good. And then you can never find it again the next time you try to make it.
Right.
Like when you made, so Mike is a proud new owner of an Instapot, guys.
Yes, I am. I have it. I've used it twice now.
I was like, you have to do this recipe. I love it so much. It's one of my favorite things. And it's a pulled pork Mexican style recipe. And I kind of just do my own thing at this point, but I was able to find the recipe for you. And it looked, you sent me a picture, it looked absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it was good. I'm enjoying my Instapot. So there you go.
Yeah.
There's our fun stuff for the week.
Guys, yes.
I know you have a lot of unpacking to do, so I don't want to keep you too long.
Yep.
But always a pleasure to speak with you.
You too, friend. I love you, and I love you all out there, and I can't wait. Next week, I'll be more settled and with more information and fun tidbits. I feel like this week I was like,
well, we can get an update on your flood situation too. So that's, I'm sure you'll get that all worked out, and we'll have happy news next week about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, also, this comes out on Thursday. So when this comes out, my mom will be getting her second vaccine.
Oh, yay. And
I'm so excited. I could cry. So there you go. There's some good news. Good news in the world.
I'm so happy.
All right.
Wonderful.
We'll be back next week.
All right.
Thank you all. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCantNot@gmail. We'll be back next week. Have you had the incredibly intrusive anal swab? Anal swab, yes. I just said. Anal swab. I think my doctor did it wrong.
We didn't do the nasal one, but we did. We've gone a couple times to Yankee Stadium.
You just said that you went to Yankee Stadium, which if you did and you didn't say hi to me, I would be very upset
because see Yankee Stadium Dodger from my Stadium. Apartment. Oh my God. Dodger, not Yankee. That would be so rude. I fly over. Don't even say hi.
And then there's another test that I'll get the results for like tomorrow that will be like the 100% accurate one. But
your anal swab.
My anal swab right. will be back tomorrow. It's very invasive. Ooh. I wasn't prepared for that.
Haven't gotten that much action.